I want to welcome everyone out this morning. This is December the 4th. This is a special setting of Commissioner's Court. We're going to start this morning with an invocation by Commissioner Heffner, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Lord, we thank you for another day and all the many blessings that you give us. We just thank you for this day, Lord, and we pray, Lord, that you would be with us today as we make these decisions, that you would guide us and help us to make the right decisions. I just ask you, Lord, to keep us safe and watch over us for the rest of the week. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
All right. Mr. Jimmy Collin would like to speak to us about the IT department personnel. Mr. Collin?
Yes, I'm not up on all of these county departments and everything, and I didn't know anything about this IT until it came up here in the court. Well, I've got six questions here that I'd like to propose to the commissioners, possibly for an answer. The first question is, if she keeps her job with the county, will she get the same pay? Second question, does she have any retirement? Third question, what happens to her retirement if she is terminated? Fourth, how long has the court known that there was a problem with this department? Does this department work under a budget? When was the last time the court cut or increased the budget? And like I say, I have been thinking about this, and possibly I've discussed it with some other people, and these are some questions that has arisen in our conversation.
Thank you, Mr. Collin. All right, the court is going to go into executive session at this time, and we will be back as quick as possible. Okay, at this time the court will reconvene into open session and take any action necessary concerning personnel matters pertaining to building maintenance and IT departments. Motions?
On the IT department, well, don't know how to put this.
Reassign. Reassign, probably.
Okay. I move to reassign Carmen Kelly to the maintenance department at a salary of $25,461 a year, and to be paid out of maintenance department, and to pay a stipend of $4,500 a year to be our IT consultant, not consultant.
IT support. Brandy, did you understand that? We'll see if it passes. Is there a second?
Second.
And I want to explain that a little bit. What that will do is, if we were to have to contract out some running of some wires or something at $85 an hour, this will save us in the future in our maintenance and everything, and she has the knowledge of that. And so in the long run, we think that would probably be cheaper.
I think the court is acutely aware that Carmen has worked for the county for 35 years and has provided valuable experience to the county, and she brings a wealth of knowledge with everything she's done building our computer system from scratch, and she just has a wealth of knowledge that we can continue to draw on, and working for building maintenance, then we'll be able to still use her. And So I think that's the purpose. So the motion is by Commissioner Spencer and seconded by Commissioner Heffner to reassign Carmen Kelly to the building maintenance department and the salary will be at Tim Saxon's current salary plus a paid out of building maintenance, plus a $4,500 stipend paid out of the computer department. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
I'm gonna vote no because I've got reservations about doing this.
All right. It passes 2-1. Now, we probably need a permanent room too for the building maintenance.
I had to check with the previous supervisor, and during the ADA construction, they thought they could move over to Joey O'Dowd's old office,
okay,
which is a small office there. So I'll move that we use that office for maintenance. It'll be the maintenance office.
All right.
Is the extension agent not using it now?
No.
No, they moved completely out.
Oh, that's right.
It hadn't been used since Joey left.
Yeah, they moved to the other building.
Yeah.
Second.
So the motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Heffner, is to assign the room that was occupied by Joey O'Dowd in the extension office to building maintenance. Those in favor?
Aye.
That passes 3-0. Now, Tim, you can still stay down. If you want to stay down in the temporary, in that building, our idea there, I think we need to get a computer set up, and so that's what that office is for. But that's going to be the central office. Okay. All right. Now, it was also brought to my attention that Gene Krutzinger lost 4 hours of vacation pay this past pay period because of the way everything happened.
We didn't have anybody to work.
Right, and I don't particularly feel like that's fair, so.
He had to take on some extra duties there for.
I move that we reinstate Gene's 4 hours of vacation time.
Second.
The motion by Commissioner Spencer and seconded by Commissioner Crittenden is to reinstate 4 hours of vacation time for Gene Krutzinger. Those in favor?
Aye.
All right, that's approved. Is there any other action that the court wants to take today?
Can I ask a question?
Judge, this is going to be temporary, even though we have posted for the vacancy of the supervisor in building maintenance department on January the 5th, we're still going to accept applications for that, right?
Correct.
Okay.
All right, if there's no other action, Tim, this leaves you in the position as you're still the temporary supervisor of the building maintenance department. And so, and now Carmen is working for you, and this is effective now. So Carmen's working for you, and Gene's on vacation this week, but Gene's working for you. I will tell you that Carmen is about to lose some vacation time too. She may want to get some stuff moved out of her office downstairs into that other room, and then she may want to take the rest of the week off. Okay, but you're the supervisor. All right. Anything else, gentlemen? Oh, wait, Mr. Miles.
Just one question. When this whole thing got started a couple of months ago, we were talking about the savings of $20,000 a year. With the deal that has been reached now, is that $20,000 still foreseeable?
Yes.
Dramatically.
No, we're still
there.
The two departments combined had 5 employees. We'll be down to 3 in 2 departments. We've lost 2 employees. Salaries plus.
So the $20,000 still going to be saved.
It's more like thirty.
$30,000 going to be saved in IT.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
At the way it sits right now, it's like 50, but we still have temporary.
Yeah, we still.
It's a big savings.
Yeah, there's a big savings. Anything else?
Move to adjourn.
Myers told me asked her time is going on with Carmen. All of her time is transferring with her.
Yes.
Is
yes.
That correct?
Yes. All vacation, all comp transfers with her.
Okay.
Did you move to adjourn?
I moved to adjourn.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you, everyone.